This was a noisy, determined, and diverse show of force. Some 2,500 people gathering to say they won't tolerate hate in Dallas. Reverend Michael Waters told the crowd that Confederate monuments in the city were erected to uphold white supremacy.
The time is always right to do what is right, and now is the time to do what is right in the city of Dallas. Now is the time to bring these monuments down.
Police and state troopers were out in force. They used heavy trucks to block streets leading to the plaza. This just 1 week after a man drove into a crowd of anti-racist protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia, killing one of them. But other than some shouting matches with a handful of counter-protesters, Saturday night turned out to be peaceful. There was broad agreement about symbols like the Confederate War Memorial, built just a block away 31 years after the Civil War ended.
I think that they stand for hate, for slavery. I think that they are slap in the face for a lot of people that live here in Dallas.
No racism should be glorified or honored. So I say bring them down and give them to those that would like to erect museums or do whatever.
I believe that they should completely be trashed, honestly. I think we can learn history from textbooks, not monuments. I served in Germany. I was in the army, a medic in the army, for 2 years in Germany. They don't have statues of Hitler everywhere.
That was Assad Shalami, and before him, Diane Ramirez and Calvin Ware. Mayor Mike Rawlings was not at the event, but earlier in the week, he called for a 90-day commission to consider Dallas's options for the monuments. The people rallying at City Hall on Saturday made it clear they feel there's no need to wait. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.